Hello, hello, Teresa Salvi here, and welcome to our third annual Raise Your Glass, Celebrate, Innovate, and Radiate. It's our yearly call class training that I love to offer to you, supporting women on their journey to being and doing all that they truly desire. So in this class today, we've only got 30 minutes, and I'm breaking it up into separate 30-minute calls, but we're going to be talking about the two most common confidence and success mistakes that women make and how to stop it, how to stop sabotaging themselves. And it's these mistakes that we make, we don't even know it, but it sabotages our success. So we'll discuss the first one and then the next one next week. But before we do that, I wanted to just say a little bit about who I am. So I did say my name, Teresa Salhi. I am the founder of Empower the Dream. Empower the Dream's tagline is real life, real confidence, real solutions for big dreaming women. And this is really important because as women, we really do have this innate feeling and purpose to be out in the world and doing some amazing things. We are leaders, we are super women, and we're trying to really make the best of our life and all the lives that we touch, whether it be our family, our community, our loved ones. But oftentimes we get stuck in trying to do too much and being heard or being seen or feeling good about ourselves or really what to do next. So that's where I like to come in and offer those solutions, the clear path, the offering ways to be committed and have confidence and really drive that innate purpose, that innate calling that we have, that to be a leader and the feminine leader. And so I talk about a lot about the feminine mastery principles, that when we embody more of, we become more successful. We attract more love. We're able to give more, and we really can make a difference. So as we get started here, let's just first take a minute and get centered. You know, we're so busy. It's a busy time of year. We're always trying to do so much, and we often worry about, you know, what to do next or how much I'm getting done, and we're just in this headspace of just gets a little bit cluttered and overwhelming, you know? And so thank you for being here. Let's just drop that for just a little bit and be really centered here, and thank you for showing up and saying yes to this call, saying yes to yourself. And just know that I'm here and I've got your back. And I wanted to just give you a few moments, a nice space to be one with yourself. And even though we can't see each other, there's several women here on this call together. And although we do look different or we might lead different lives, we really do have a lot in common. And we want to be connected. And we want to make a difference in the world and be our best selves. And so this is just about ourselves and connecting through this common energetic thread that we have. So let's just, again, take another deep breath. And as you drop your energy down into your body, you know, out of that headspace, that worrying thinking, but down into your body, down into your power center. The center of the body really is the woman's power center. It's in that center, the womb space area. It's magical. It's powerful. I mean, we can create miracles. And even if we can't create, you know, have a baby and miracles in the physical form, we can create miracles in other ways. We have this intuitive guidance. We have this power source within us that when we connect there to our truth, to our knowing, we can definitely create miracles out into the world. So when we breathe life into this space of ourselves and allow that energy to just go down into your legs, down into Mother Earth. Mother Earth is our power source too. And just hold on there and let that energy go down and grab on and just come back up to raise up into our body, through our center, through our heart space, and out into the universe. Okay. Yes. So Before I do the training on sharing one of the common competence and success mistakes that we make and we don't even know it, I want to just open the space to first allow ourselves to celebrate. I call this raise your glass, celebrate, innovate, and radiate. To start with that, we often end the year, end even the day, the week, with being so busy, knowing that we've done so much, but then sometimes we wonder, well, what the heck did I get done? I didn't get enough done. I feel so overwhelmed, and I still have so much more to do, that we forget to recognize how much we really did accomplish. We don't always give ourselves credit for that. So if you think back over the year, the beginning of the year, throughout the year, there are so many things that you really did accomplish. Did you pat yourself on the back? Did you give yourself a high five? Did you really recognize those things? We won't be able to take time to write them all down right now, but make a note. Start writing down some things now, but make a note to come back to this later. And look at every month of your year. What did you really accomplish? What did you say no to? What did you finally say no to that was draining you? Or what did you say yes to that you wanted to say yes to for so long and you did it? What did you move into? Did you apply for a job? Did you accept a new job? Did you move? Did you give yourself credit for something? Did you meet somebody that actually gave you some wisdom, some advice, some support? Are you recognizing that you said yes to that? Did you decide to quit being so hard on yourself? To give yourself more self-care? To eat better? To exercise? To answer the phone and accept that invitation? To put yourself out there? To go to that networking event? To start a business? To just say yes to loving yourself more? What have you done for yourself this year? How have you supported others? There's so many things that you really have accomplished, but instead of judging them, large or small, just say yes and recognize that, yes, I did accomplish a lot, and maybe I didn't accomplish everything I wanted to accomplish, but darn it, I did my best. And doing so and recognizing this fuels your motivation. It gives you more strength. It gives you like, okay, I am okay. I am doing my best. And maybe I do want to do something more. But this is setting, it's like paving the way to the new year, to the next opportunity. You've said yes to things. You've done things. You've accomplished a lot. And you can even do more, more of what you really want. The more you recognize what you've accomplished, it gives you confidence right then and there. So those are the things I want you to take time. How many things can you write down from the past year? Can you write 10 things down? Can you think of 10 things? I bet you can. I suggest you do maybe one per month. How about 12? And if you're really eager and you're really into the momentum of it, which once you start doing it, you'll think of more and you'll think of more and you'll think of more, get 20, 25, and let yourself really feel good about what you've done. Refrain from judging. No judging how big or small or whether you even completed it. But did you start? Did you start on some things that you wanted to do? Right? Doesn't that feel good to even be in that realm of possibility of seeing yourself move forward and recognize that what you have done and let yourself feel good about yourself versus beating yourself up? You haven't done enough. You have, and you have the ability to do even more. But it's not really about what you physically do. It's how you align to yourself of what you can accomplish and what you believe in yourself and what you really want and having that clarity. So that's what I want to lead into this conversation, this first training class today. So the first common mistake that we often make that has to do with fueling our confidence, fueling our success, is about toleration. It's on the topic of tolerate. What have you been tolerating that isn't really serving you? Sometimes we think that we have to just settle, or that we think it just has to always be hard. We have to always not have enough time. We start tolerating things, and then the toleration holds us back. Do you tolerate playing small? Do you tolerate not ever having enough time to do the things that you really want to do? Do you tolerate inappropriate behavior from others? Do you tolerate talking down to yourself? Do you tolerate not going for your big dreams because perhaps you think you're not smart enough, you don't have enough education, it's not the right time, you don't have enough money? Do you tolerate not having enough money? Do you tolerate this idea of someday? You know, these are the things that become a habit. They're self-sabotaging, and we don't really even recognize that we're doing it. We start tolerating a mediocre life, that somebody's going to save us and we have to wait, or that we're always just in overwhelm. Do we tolerate not taking care of ourselves, not eating right, not exercising, not enjoying life to our fullest potential? Do we tolerate that we have to have this job? You know, I think one of the most important things to recognize is how we tolerate, perhaps how we treat ourselves, not talking in loving ways to ourselves. How we treat ourselves is this energy that we're putting around us, and we are modeling how we want others to treat us. Sometimes we're self-generating the things that we're getting and we're not even recognizing it. And this isn't about any type of blame whatsoever. It's about stepping into our higher potential. Like, we're here together. It's not by accident. You're not listening to this by accident. You're listening to this because there's something inside of you that's tired of tolerating, that's wanting something more. And something spoke to you, and something said yes to you, and that you're just, you know, in this seeking, learning, or you're like, I am so freaking ready to do something different. I just don't know what it is. And this is just one area that is extremely powerful. And if you start looking at the things that you're tolerating in your life that aren't serving you, I recommend that you write down all the things, all the people, all the ways, the behaviors that you have been tolerating that, you know, if you really felt into it, it just doesn't feel good. It feels somehow lacking and holding you back, and it hurts, and you're tired of it. You can't perhaps change all these things overnight, and I don't recommend that you even try to change them all at once or overnight. I recommend that you make this list little by little. Look a little closer. Look at different areas of your life. Are you tolerating? Are you feeling like something's just not working here? What is it? What could you be tolerating that's holding you back? Could you be playing small, not putting out the resume? Could you be not going for that training, going to that event, getting the support that you really need? Are you tolerating feeling used? Are you tolerating always allowing yourself to be compared to others? Are you doing that? Are you tolerating perhaps not your best behavior, but one that you just learned over time, or it's been modeled to you that you have to blame somebody else? And it's not that you have to blame. It's not that you're doing that on purpose. But this is, to me, it's the most important thing, is to look at how we're limiting our own selves. And then the other things around in our life and the people, once we lift ourselves up and have a spotlight on ourselves, change our own behaviors, the behaviors that we get from others, the opportunities that we get that show up, they start to change because we are modeling a different way. We are energetically, from the inside out, setting our intention of what we want, what we expect, what we believe in, and who we are. Everything is like a mirror to us. And if you know me, you know I'm also a law of attraction trainer, which is about the energy of everything, but it's the energy of ourselves. We attract things into our life. Attract all that you deserve, but do it with this awareness. Your attention is energy, and what you give your attention to is what you're creating. So are you tolerating giving your attention to what you don't want versus what you do want? It's one of the first things that I like to talk about when I work with women is, what is it that you really want? Do you even know what that is? Oftentimes we know what we don't want, and then out of a habit or not knowing anybody any better, we're just focused on that. And that is just giving us more of it. And then we start to tolerate a habit. Maybe we don't even know we're tolerating it. Maybe we just think it's just the way it is. So I'm just bringing up this topic to start looking at things from a different perspective. You know, I like to, this time of year, also offer, I do it throughout the year, but it's extremely important now because we're all kind of in this mode of, oh my gosh, it's a new year. I want to make some changes. And so I want to offer you a free discovery session is what I call it. And you can see more about that. I have a six week catapult program, which is a coaching program. And you can see more about that at empowerthedream.com/catapult. It's really to get back to who you are, get back in alignment to what you really want to accomplish in the next year. I'll give you 6 weeks of my time, one-on-one, to get extremely clear, to get very committed, to build your confidence that you can make it happen, to put strategies and structures in place, to put you on the path of the success, to see the results immediately. Take advantage of that. You can join my program, absolutely, and you can just first, if you're not quite sure, you can just send me an email at Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, at Empower the Dream, and request a discovery session. No charge, no obligation, no strings attached. How that would really work for you with your specific need. We're often in these transitions in our lives. You know, relationships change, careers change. We have a purpose that we're not clear on, but we know there's something in there. Something has to change. Change is happening, and we feel like we don't have control of it, or we are wanting to make a change. That's what it's all about. So are you tolerating not going for your dreams? Let's change that. Let me help you with that. So your homework, if you choose to accept it, and I hope you do, is to first, look at your year and look at what you have done and let yourself feel good about who you are, where you've been, what you've done, big and small, what you said yes to that's helped you, and look at how it's helped you and what you said no to that's helped you. And celebrate the people that come into your life that supported you, and maybe even celebrate some of the toxic people, toxic situations, toxic environment that you've let go of, and whether most likely hard to do in many cases, but celebrate that you did it. You listened to yourself. You followed your intuition, that inner power source guidance that you have that's meant for you to follow, to listen to. But you've got to listen to it. You've got to clear out the clutter, right? But celebrate all your wins, big and small. Celebrate the ones that you started. Build that list. And then take some precious time to really plan for your upcoming new year, and to look at what you are no longer going to tolerate. What are those key things that you've put up with for far too long? Behaviors, ways of being, situations, where you've lived, where you've worked, how you've talked to yourself, how you haven't taken good enough care of yourself, how you've let others walk all over you, how you've let yourself not be supported or not allow yourself to be heard or be seen. These are so important. You're done with it. You're not tolerating it anymore, right? You're ready to move forward, ready to shine your light bright, to follow your purpose, to find your purpose, to move, to change, to grow, to be the most amazing woman that you are here meant to be. You know, if you have a dream, it's not meant to be someday, maybe, what if all the things line up someday, the physical out in the world things. It's meant to be for you to line up inside with it first. Your dreams are meant to be. The fact that you have a certain dream, you have certain desires, things that you want, you would not even have those if they were not meant for you. So don't tolerate things that are limiting you from that and holding you back, but allow yourself to shine bright, to grab a hold, to work on those one by one. So your homework is to make those lists and then pick out the one, start with one of these tolerations that you're going to let go of. You're going to work on it. How can you reframe it? How can you do something different? How can you make it feel good? Do you need to let go of something? Do you need to step into something? Do you need to be more consciously aware of what you're self-generating or how you might be self-sabotaging that you haven't recognized before, but just knowing that if something isn't quite working, there's something that we can do, something that you can do right now to change that. And if you're really feeling really into growing yourself in 2018, take me up on my offer. Join my 6-week catapult program. Look at the webpage, empowerthedream.com/catapult. Send me an email and ask for a free discovery session. We'll talk about the program. We'll talk about something, the one specific thing that you feel is holding you back. And I'll give you suggestions right then and there, no strings attached, and how you can move forward. And if it feels right, we'll do some more together. But this is all about you. This is what I love to do. This is where I found my passion. I said yes to me. I had to stop tolerating working a job that wasn't fulfilling to me. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I have and the career path I've been on, but I'm also grateful that I said yes to me. And I learned to let go of playing small and, you know, holding myself back and through stepping out of my comfort zone. You know, if we stay in our comfort zone, we don't grow there. It feels good there sometimes, right? For a little while, it feels safe, but you can kind of tell when it's like there's more that we want to do, but it's a fear. Well, the fear is always going to be a little fearful at first because we haven't done it. But once you take a step, we can squash that fear. That's something that we tolerate. We tolerate being in a fear mode, a fear mindset, and a less than, I don't have the confidence. I can't do that. I'm not good enough mindset. This just has to go. That's my opinion. I hope you're here with me. You hear what I'm saying. I know if you're on this call, something must have called you to this, to step in. So I promised you we'd only spend 30 minutes together, and that's almost where we're at. So I wanted to just remind you of your homework. Give yourself ahas, high fives, celebrations. See all your goodness and know that there's so much more coming to you when you stop tolerating what's been limiting you. And we'll have another 30-minute call, same time, same place, next Thursday, and we'll talk about the second most common confidence and success mistake that women make that keep them from reaching their highest potential. It really is turning into a place, the world is opening up more and more for women to be the leaders. We have this ability to bring people together, to be supportive, to see people in their true gifts. But unfortunately, we've gotten stuck in the superwoman drama of having to do it all by ourselves, and we get overwhelmed and becomes too much. But we're learning together how to grow past that, and that's why we're coming together to support each other. It's really time for you to shine bright. This is really your place to be in the new year. I'm here to support you if you choose to accept my offer. You have the ability to do so much on your own as well, and saying yes to you is the thing to do right now. Yes to your celebrations, your goodness, your accomplishments, and stop tolerating what you don't want. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you all again, same time, same channel, next Thursday.